Welcome to the Brave Plug Podcast, Season 2, Episode 7, with Pastor Bernice and Elder Anita.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Brave Plug Season 2. We are just so excited to be here. So far, we've heard such great stories. And you know, that's exactly what this platform is about. It's about women coming together to share their brave stories and encourage others that are out there. So today, I'm joined by my co-host, Karabo, and we're also joined by Elder Anita and Pastor Bernice, who is going to be sharing on a great topic. And that is, you've been through so much. How did God use you? So yeah, we're so excited to have you guys here.
We are excited to have you and to hear your stories and how you got through that. But just to start off, before you share your stories, what is the significance of having a personal experience and being able to heal and using that as a pathway to heal before you share your stories? Because I know they mind-blowing stories. So what is the importance of personal experiences and using healing as a pathway? I'll start with you, Pastor Briggs.
Thank you for having us tonight. Going through personal experiences is some of the challenges we face in life. And going through it gives you strength, gives you courage, and enables you to use it in future, even in your walk with Christ. It enables us to use it and to share your testimonies with people out there that are going through exactly the same.
And yourself, Elder? Thank you for this opportunity to share on this platform. It is, according to my perspective, on the reasons why we encounter tragedy, circumstances, and allow it to become a part of our life testimony is because there are people out there that are crying out for help. And they don't come forward to ask for help. But we have actually been in a spiritual training with God whereby our testimonies reflect that. And it is the experience through which we've been through and the healing that we have been through that actually is a help and an empowerment to those people that are crying out for help and they need somebody out there to understand them and to be able to know and empathize what they are going through. And that is the reason why our testimonies become a help source to somebody.
No, that is true.
That's awesome. And I think, I mean, everyone's now dying to hear the testimonies. So I know I am too. So I think let's go right into it. Pastor Bernice, if you could start us off on just sharing your testimony and how you found purpose in it.
Okay, it has been about like 13 to 14 years ago. It was a life-changing experience for me. I was married for like about 16 years at that time. And ever since I was married, my husband and I would do everything together. But on that 16th year of my anniversary, things had changed and it wasn't the same anymore. My whole life had changed. We were on the verge of being divorced. It had come to a stage where my husband could not see me anymore. He didn't love me. He didn't want me. And then I was in Alberton and my bishop there called me one night and he said, "What do you want? Do you want this marriage or do you want to pray out of this marriage? There's two ways." And I said, "I want this marriage." This is the one thing that I loved is being married because I've come out of a home that I was in a physical and verbal abuse all my life. And being in this marriage, you know, was everything to me. I had three kids at that time. My youngest, who's 17 now, was just a baby. And he said, "Okay, if we're going to pray this through, it's not going to be easy. We're going to pray, but it can be very, it can go bad. It can go worse." And I said, "I'm willing to do it." There would be days where it would seem so bad that even at night when I would sleep, my husband would come and he would bring knives and he would say, "I would like to splatter you through the walls. I would like to split you apart." But it was like the forces behind it, you know? And I would just continue praying and continue seeking God's face. I would reach out to people like, you know, in God, I wouldn't go the wrong route. I would always go to men and women in God. Mm. And I would try and pray and ask God, what is going on? Mm. Why is this happening to me? And then we had a home care where there were like only like five women and he was the only man. But before that, every time that I went to church, he would say, I'm not coming. But he would land up there.
Okay.
The Spirit would lead him back into the presence of God because that's where we always were. Mm. And it was like 2 years of this journey that I went through. And I even moved out at once and I came back home. And when my pastor had seen me, he said, this doesn't even look like you anymore. Mm. And I said, I'm going to pray this through. And I said, God, no matter what, I'm going to put this down. So people even started rejecting me, my family, my friends. In the beginning, they would listen to me and then they would start rejecting and like think that they're listening to you, but they're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was my bishop and my mom that lived in Durban that would support me every day of my life. I had people all over the world. My sister was in overseas at that time.
Okay.
My family in Durban, my friends would pray for us.
Mm.
And I would just commit everything to God. There was one of my best friends that traveled with me and she was a prayer warrior.
Okay.
She had been divorced years ago. And then she would say to me sometimes, but Bernice, I don't know. You know, there were things that would go through my mind. Like I would feel like slapping you. I don't know what to do with you anymore. But I would just encourage you. And it was just at that time that that she would be with me. And we went through that phase for like 2 years. And then eventually he had to be delivered because there were some forces behind it. And he would sit in the meeting. And while we'd be praying, there was an old woman. She's now like about 90 plus. And he would say, Amachinta, this woman across me, I want to kill her. You know, there were things like that that he would say to me. And I even tried to overdose myself, but I fakely did it in front of him, landed in hospital and came out of it and whatever. And then eventually at this home care, the one night there was no minister, there was no one. And he got deep into alcohol, but I wouldn't allow alcohol into the home. So he had a bottle of wine and he would try to, he used to smoke cigarettes. So he would try to get rid of cigarettes, but he couldn't. So he was so deep into alcohol. And then eventually that night, the Holy Spirit fell on him. But previously to this, I would write to God every day of my life because no one would want to listen. I would write to God and I'd say, God, I want this man to be to have a heart of God, to follow in your footsteps. You know, he would be a father to his children and you would turn him, you know, around and make his life a life that is of God. And in that night, his life turned around 360 degrees. The Holy Spirit fell on him. He came home that night. He took that bottle of wine. He poured it down that drain. He took that cigarette. He put it in the bin and never turned back.
Amen. Wow.
And whatever I wrote on that email, God had given me within a night.
Amen.
So that was my testimony.
That is
and
beautiful.
From that day onwards, God has even changed. Like even people say that, you know, you don't love somebody. He even told me on the hospital bed that he doesn't love me. But today we are married 30 years this year.
Oh my God.
And God has brought us through.
That's beautiful.
Wow, that
Amen.
Is,
yeah.
That is powerful. What kept you going in that marriage after you had seen this change? And 2 years is a long time when you're going through a hectic experience. Even a month is a long time.
Yeah.
But what kept you going? What made you keep the faith to say it's going to get better and I'm not leaving?
Like you said, it was my faith in God. I grew up in a Christian home. My mom was a faithful person in God. Although my dad used to come to church, he was my stepdad, but then he like wavered away. But mom never stopped, you know, and she would always go on her knees. No matter what she went through, she would be abused physically and verbally, but she still stood on the grounds of being in the presence of God. And that's what helped me go through it. It was like, the only thing that I knew was my God and nothing else. And you know what? I trusted him and believed that even one day that I wrote to one of my friends and I said, one day God is going to give me this big and great testimony. And she never believed me at that time. But a year later, I sent her the mail again. And I said, you remember this day? And she said, yes, my darling, I remember you wrote this mail to me. And I said, God has given me this big and great testimony.
Amen.
That's great. What about you, Elder Anita, if you could share your testimony?
My testimony dates back to 25 years when the glory of God began to transition my life. And it started with the death of my late husband. During that period, I had no family. I was alone and I had two small children that I had to bring up on my own. And I questioned myself at that point in time as to why did this happen to me?
Mm.
Why was I selected among so many people to be a widow at the age of 30?
Wow. Sure.
And my children were at the ages of 2 and 5 years.
Sure.
And when I begin to recall exactly what God had begun in my life in terms of bringing about new life changes, I just put myself at his feet. And nobody knew about the pain because I never spoke about it and mm-hmm. I never discussed. But what I had to do was I had to go down on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times at night when the two children were asleep and I would go down on my knees and I will cry out to God
mm.
and ask him to please end this because it was misery, it was loneliness.
Mm.
And I just felt as if there was nobody there that could love me again as mm. my late husband did. And as I began to pray during that time, God began to speak to me.
Mm.
And the journey that he had begun in me was to go back to prayer
mm.
and reinforce my spiritual relationship with him.
Mm.
And it was all going to begin with prayer.
Mm.
And then I started to pray. At the midnight hour,
mm.
I would pray. Mm. And I would pray for a very long time. And during that time, I could feel that I was also changing.
Mm. Yeah.
And I began to listen to spiritual music mm. and especially the words. And Janine Price became my favorite singer mm. because she spoke to me.
Mm.
And I felt as if it was a personal interaction with her. And my life began to transform because after that, I could see new changes taking place when I got married to Pastor Ronnie. Okay. And a whole new journey began mm-hmm. with that. So I carried on with my prayer life and I began to reinforce exactly what I wanted to pray for.
Mm.
And then it was an amazing journey because our spiritual parents, mom and dad, they were with me throughout my mm. journeys in yeah. life. And everything that I had been through, they have been my support pillar.
Mm.
And it was one day when this changed my life around, when Mom and Bishop told me, they said, you have an open opportunity to do whatever you want to in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me this opportunity. And that is when I began to realize that I could not become a psychologist because my mom couldn't afford
mm.
to send me for further education. But I could do the psychology.
Mm-hmm.
In the counseling.
Yes. Yes.
And then God opened up new doors. And mm. for the last 22 years,
wow.
We began this counseling ministry together as partners. And God began to elevate us.
Mm-hmm.
And I had thought that I had found my peace.
Mm.
But then began the stress and the challenges at work. And it began to suppress me.
Mm, sure.
And when that began to happen, my health took a toll.
Mm.
And my health began a downward spiral. And then I started having attacks, cardiac failures.
Sure.
And it was during the cardiac failures in hospital, again, supernatural things began happening to me because mm. the Spirit of God began to minister to me.
Mm.
And that is when, during my hospital times, when I had come up with this theme in my life, bounce back to life.
Mm.
And also, death is defeated.
Mm.
I had been to the theater for 11 angiograms.
Sure.
And I have 8 stents in me and a drug balloon
sure.
that keeps my artery open. And when I ask God for this amazing healing, he had never stopped, but he continued
mm.
to give me healing and to give me strength.
Mm.
And that is when I found that, you know, it was something I couldn't explain to people because mm. whenever I returned home after being in hospital, my strength was just restored mm. and it was renewed.
Mm.
And I asked myself, but why every time is it that I come out, I go back to being better than normal.
Yeah.
And God just ministered one thing to me, is that I still had not accomplished my purpose in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had a long way to go in order to be able to be there for people.
Mm.
And that's when I realized that my life is not my life. It belongs to people. And that is how God had designed me.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest time when I had been in hospital was when I was in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had been for so many angiograms, the cardiologist couldn't find a place that he could start operating from.
Sure.
And then the excitement started. Oh my God, am I going to die in this place?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how much I tried to regain my strength, I just felt at that time I'm losing it.
Mm. Yeah.
But then I just had one option. And I said, even if the surgeon couldn't find a place, I know that Jesus is going to reverse this.
Amen.
And when I called out to Jesus, within 2 minutes,
sure.
the surgeon shouted aloud and he said, he's got it.
Wow.
And that's when everybody in excitement just said, you know what, it was only God.
Mm.
Even though they could have been believers or non-believers, but everybody shouted out that it was only God that had come through.
Mm.
And I knew that this body has the Lamb's seal upon it.
Yes.
And it's because my labor in the vineyard and in the kingdom of God still has to persevere. And that's the reason why God keeps me alive.
Mm-hmm.
And though the devil will come in various ways at various sure. times
mm-hmm.
to try and steal my life away from me,
yeah.
I knew that my life belonged to God.
Mm.
And it is because of what I still have to do. Yeah. I haven't done it yet, but I'm still going to do it. And he's going to carry me because all has not been in vain.
Yeah.
But I knew that my purpose in God and in ministry was just beginning to unfold.
Yes.
And when I pray, I don't just take prayer for granted.
Yes.
Because now when I pray, I'm very specific in what I'm asking God for.
Mm-hmm.
And my life is a miracle in my family because when people look at me, they don't know what happens on the inside of me.
Yes.
And they only look at the outside and think that this is all well. But when I began to put everything together, I realized that Jesus lives on the inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is the nucleus of every cell in my body.
That's true.
And that is why I survive.
Mm.
And that is why I go on. It's because I know that my inner man takes control.
Mm.
And therefore, he is in control of my destiny today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And I just trust in God. And I know that when one day I have to leave this earth, I know that I will fulfill whatever he has destined for my life.
Mm.
And that is my testimony to people out there.
Wow, that is so profound. Awesome. That I think that also speaks to my last question in terms of how would you encourage people that are watching in terms of the journey of healing and how not to get despondent when you are going through the different types of difficulties that you've gone through. How would you encourage the people watching?
The most important principle that I would like to embed in the minds of people is that we don't take our spiritual life for granted.
Mm.
We begin to have the faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have the faith, we've got to believe in Him.
Mm.
We don't just talk about it, but we have to take the action in believing in Him.
Yeah.
And doing that brings us to our prayer life and our spiritual life. And do we have it in God? Do we have it ordered in God for Him to come in and take residence in our life and begin to unpack what He is supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
So faith takes away fear. And faith only instills in us the belief that God, Jesus, is alive.
Mm.
And Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And He is the greatest I am.
Mm-hmm.
And when we begin to declare that, We call alive whatever has been lying there and saying to God that we trust in you. Yes. And the devil has no way in our life. We are not branded by Satan,
Amen. Mm-hmm.
but we are branded by the Holy Spirit Indeed. Who lives on the inside of us. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage any person that is going through health issues especially, don't give up because God is going to heal and He will fulfill His destiny in you. But the most important triumph is that you don't give up and you continue persevering in believing that He will come through, for He is the greatest I am. And He lives in you.
Amen. Pastor Berenice.
My thing is, God gives His strongest battles to His, or His biggest battles to His strongest soldiers. Mm. He wouldn't give you something that you won't be able to handle.
Mm. Yeah.
And like Elder Anita said, you know what, you run with it. He's given you this to encourage others. So whatever has happened in my life, my testimony, when at that time I would like say, God, why me? You know, but when I look back years later, I said, thank you, Lord, because the friend that I had that walked this journey with me, she had been divorced. And she said, if I'd only waited in my marriage and had the faith like you, I would have still had my marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would say to people out there that's going through marriage problems, don't give up, because if God has ordained this marriage and put this marriage together, you know, who are we to separate it? You know, we go through challenges, we go through trials and tribulations, but through the word of God, our rock, our foundation, we stand on it. You know, and today I use that because that's my ministry. That's my gift and my calling. And I use that, my husband and I use it in marriage counseling. And that's where our foundation is. That's where we share our testimony, not with everybody, but if God leads us while we're doing a counseling session, we share it with the people to encourage them. And we've done many couples through the years, and they've been encouraged through that. You know, God uses your testimony to be an example to others.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, I think I'm just in awe of God and how He's worked in y'all's life. And y'all's testimonies are definitely brave stories. I mean, it encouraged me just sitting here. I'm sure it encouraged you and definitely will encourage all our viewers and listeners. So thank you, ladies, thank for you being so vulnerable and sharing those testimonies with us. And you guys are a perfect example of how God has used y'all's testimony and used y'all in the kingdom of God. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
Teslin, could I just add something?
Yes, of course.
People need to realize that transition of our mindset and transformation of our lifestyle sometimes is necessary. And it should be accepted and not denied, because that is how God begins to plan our thoughts and our emotions and produce certain behaviors that is in alignment with His word and His kingdom.
It's true.
So we need to allow for these changes, because life is not perfect and life is steadfast and forever growing. So we always need to align ourselves to the changes that God is going to bring to us.
That's so profound. I think it's testament of what this podcast is exactly about, the Brave Plug, where we plug in and tell people's stories, women's stories, and how brave they've been in the different challenges that they've faced, and that one is able to conquer. And thank you so much for joining us. And for our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. And we hope that you understand and remember that you are able to get through anything and everything with God by your side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen.